So we now know FEMA is insolvent. It's insolvent. They've given all the money away for these disasters to people that are non-citizen. You are going to be facing winter very soon if you're in these mountains. This is a dire situation. Politicians have finally been caught with their hands in the cookie jar because of the internet. We were able to research this thing, and the transparency of this is terrible. Watch these videos, and I'm going to help you figure out what's going on. I want you to listen to what she's got to say right here. This is very important, personal experience.
The airport.
Watch this.
We picked up a flight of pediatric medical supplies that were brought in and are going to North Asheville. We were sitting in the private portion of the airport, and we got to overhear an awful lot. The Army pilots, the Navy pilots, hospital representatives, there was a lot of chatter. While we were there, a private jet landed and four FEMA representatives got off. Four people off of a private jet. Come to find out, and you're not going to hear this, so let me tell you. Come to find out, Mission Hospital was told, a private hospital, that they are going to go ahead and be the morgue center for body recovery. All of the Army Chinook helicopters you're seeing flying overhead, they are doing body recovery. FEMA said, and you can take this as a direct quote, said that they are too tied up at the border to send any more representatives. Yeah, at the border. So anyhow, I guess border control trumps whatever's going on here. So, they told Mission Hospital they are not sending refrigerated trucks so that they can stack the bodies up. And we also overheard that whatever fatality numbers you are hearing, and this is a quote, go ahead and add a couple of zeros. So FEMA's too busy with the border. A private hospital and the Army are going to take over body recovery, and private individuals with their private helicopters and their private planes are the ones who are flying in supplies. I was at Hangar 10. I was picking up supplies. There was a stack for the Cajun Navy. There was a stack that looked like it was ASPCA. These are all being sent by private individuals. FEMA is doing nothing. Go ahead and share that.
So this next one is even more weird, and there's just things that just don't add up. And check out what he has to say.
Carolina, you deserve to hear this. I'm a truck driver, all right? I have a 53-foot step deck. I've been trucking for about 2.5 years. I have a YouTube channel. You can verify that on Babyline Hotshot. Usually in a disaster situation, it is payday for truckers. We look for that hurricane. We look for that ice storm. There's generators coming to you. There's stuff coming out of military bases. There is excavators, skid steers, bulldozers, tree trimming equipment, pumps, like water pumps to pump water out of places that have been flooded. There's no loads on the load board coming to you within 125 miles of Asheville. It's called Truck Stop. This is where I find all my loads. Chicago, Illinois, up at the top. Within 250 miles of Chicago is where I'm gonna pick up. The second is the destination. So it goes origin, destination, watch. See, drop off location. Let's do city. North Carolina, click it, boom. All right. These are all $1.40 a mile loads, $1.39. That was posted yesterday. I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing. These are loads that you wouldn't even, nobody's taking them. They're just on the load board. They've been on there since yesterday. You can see, right? Let's type in a different city. That's from Chicago. Maybe Tennessee, maybe Nashville is closer, and they'd send resources from Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee, within 250 miles of Nashville, to Asheville, North Carolina, within 125 miles. Let's see, that's it. That's all the loads. That's all the loads that are 28,000 pounds in load. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I mean, what the hell's going on here? I had brokers call me and tell me, Stu, have you seen any loads going to Asheville or like anywhere around the Carolinas, South Carolina, Georgia? Is there any like FEMA loads? There's none. Zero. He's been a broker for 6 years. And he's talking to other brokers. They're saying the same thing. What's going on, guys?
Where was the transparency in any of this? There was none. And now they're trying to cover it up. They're caught. And now they're starting to launch congressional inquiries on where is all the aid? Why was it stopped? Why was it halted? I've told you in the videos prior to this why it was halted. And because of the rural areas that it's in, they thought they were going to be able to cover it up. And the internet and everybody that just banded together and sent stuff on Twitter. You can follow me at Jack Motley Live on Twitter. They said, you know, we've had enough and here's the truth. And the media has spun it and they're saying that everything was done that could be done. That's not true. I've proved to you the government has the ability to fix this. They could have provided aid immediately and they have not. Hold these politicians accountable. I mean, we're in a situation right now where the civilians are out there, just the normal people are helping each other to their left and the right, delivering supplies, goods, and people are just searching for information. The amount of comments that have come through on my last few videos where I've talked about this is, it's staggering to see people have a thirst for information and nobody trusts the media anymore, and rightfully so. After going through hurricane after hurricane, Ivan, Katrina, Opal, Aaron, Sally, recently we went through Sally and it was a terrible experience. I mean, it came right up that road right there and destroyed everybody's life. I think she's right about the Army looking for bodies, and I think they have directed a lot of the resupply to the civilian side. I think a lot of these sheriff's departments are overwhelmed, search and rescue overwhelmed, sheerly by the ability to move around the map. Without having airlift at the Army level, being able to bounce around the map, you're gonna see a lot of these people, the scheme of maneuver, the ability to move around the map is gonna be the hardest part. Saw this in Afghanistan. If you have Army, logistical, infantry, background, put it in the comments down below what the Army's ability was to bounce around RC East Afghanistan or even in the mountains up in north of Mosul or like anywhere around a lot of these really, really desolate areas in Afghanistan. And you'll like comment down below. An entire division in the United States Army called 10th Mountain, okay? They specialize in mountain warfare, mountain logistics, everything to do with the mountain. And these guys could be on top of that mountain tomorrow directing exactly how this needs to be done. I'm not trying to belittle any of the sheriff's departments or any of the local areas. I'm just saying there are professionals that are just hours away that the government could call in and fix this situation. It was boggling. Just yesterday, they interviewed President Biden, and here's what he said.
What does the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What are the states in the storm zone? What do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. They're very happy across the board.
He didn't even know which storm. I mean, to people like us in the South, these storms destroyed lives on the Gulf Coast of Florida, all the way up Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee. People's homes are gone. Everything they have in this world is devastated. And now we're seeing the wholesalers come in asking to buy their properties, pennies on the dollar. The corporations are going to come in and try to get their lands for penny on the dollar, many of which they inherited. And when you're staring at complete catastrophic event, you're wondering, like, do I just sell and move out? Please don't. Please don't allow them to take your properties pennies on the dollar. Ask questions. Go down these rabbit holes of why are they wanting to be here. The ore in the North Carolina mountains is worth a crazy amount of money. Don't take my word for it. Start Googling. Where's all this quartz going? Where's all this lithium going? Why do they want to mine it? What kind of mines are coming in here? And what does it have to do with Taiwan? What does it have to do with chip making, semiconductor making? There is a big market for the area of Asheville, just north of it, west of it, east of it. These mountains are worth a fortune and they're going to try to buy them for pennies on the dollar.
Make sure everybody around you, y'all understand there's a reason why there's roadblocks of this aid.
A woman and her husband left their home, came back the next day and found they had 15 cats, 5 dogs, and a father-in-law, and found them all dead except for 4 cats. And the story was hard to hear. But it's the look in her eyes that I can't forget. Last night, somebody was at the river and just looking at the destruction and cars upside down, and saw Halloween costumes floating down our river. And then she saw faces and realized they weren't costumes. She said, "I've seen bodies and I'm not okay with that." And then somebody called and said, "When is somebody gonna come collect all the bodies that have piled up along the embankment of the river?" And then a man called saying, "I need 911 at my house." And somebody said, "Why? Are you okay?" And he said, "Yes, I'm okay. But I opened my front door and there are several bodies in my front yard." This is the stuff I'm having a hard time with. Because I want to make it better for everybody and I can't do anything. So anyway, these tears aren't about us, and I didn't mean to cry, but I can't talk about this without this. And I'm sure because the emotional stress that we're under right now is beyond anything we've
they need and deserve. There's also some safety issues that come up. For example, temporary flight restrictions to make sure that the airspace is clear for any flights or drone activity that might be involved in helping to allow those emergency responders to do their job.
You know, it seems like the government is just restricting things they shouldn't be restricting. Like, they'd restricted drone flights into these locations. Like right now, search and rescue uses a lot of drone technology. Deer hunters use drone technology to find deer that are dead in the woods or wounded, and they need to get to them. And sometimes, you know, running around at night, it's pretty hard to find a wounded animal. But you put a drone up in the air with a heat signature and some type of thermal device, and you can find them. And that's what a lot of these guys were trying to do at the beginning of this search and rescue. Is, man, we could put 20, 30 drones up in the air, scout out the mountain, we can see the heat signatures, even if somebody's hurt, okay? Or even if they've passed away, you can see the thermal heat imaging of them around everything else, okay? In Iraq, they did the same thing finding IEDs, okay? You can see the heat difference on the road between the device and everybody else that's around it, okay? And these search and rescue devices, these drones, is what they were using to try to find people in the woods. But the federal government comes out and says, "You can't do that. We're restricting you. We're putting you on the ground." The FCC, the FAA, they will say, "We're going to fine you if you're caught flying in this area." Well, that just took 30, 40, however many was out there, eyes off the battlefield. Kept them from being able to go out and find these people in need. What if that could have saved another 5, 10, 15 lives? What if somebody that's stuck on the side of the mountain that you don't even know they're up there is still up there? And most of these drones operate well below where many of these planes are flying. And it is not really that big of a deal. I think we're technologically past this now, that when you're in the middle of the woods in the mountains that there's probably enough airspace to fly a drone to look and see if somebody needs help. This is probably also one of the reasons why they're blocking a lot. They don't want the media and they don't want people to see how many dead people there are. Okay, this happened during the cough. This happened. They didn't want people to see it. They didn't want people to report about it because it would scare people. Well, in this situation, the government wants to be in charge of everything. And they don't want civilians. They want you to ask the government for help. They don't want civilians to be able to help themselves. And that's what really frustrated me in my first video, is that we pay excessive amounts of taxes. Okay, we should get help. Okay, if you don't want to help us, then don't take our taxes. Okay, like the Constitution said so. Like, we should be able to fund our own Cajun Navy. Look, the Cajun Navy is one of the most amazing rescue operations you'll ever find. Louisiana, Gulf Coast, these guys did amazing stuff, okay? Civilians, with their own logistical support, with their own boats, went out there and made it happen. We saved ourselves here on the Gulf Coast. We pulled our own security here on the Gulf Coast. Our sheriff's department worked themselves to death doing great things, but they don't call in. It's not that the assets don't exist. They just won't use them. They wanna keep asking from these fundings for FEMA and all these other, you know, government infrastructure that never get it done. And listen to this lady right here that is talking about TEMA and all these other agencies that
have no power. We have no running water, but I'm just so pissed off that I've got to make this clear. We got a notification from TEMA. I'm guessing that's FEMA for Tennessee. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's supposed to be the disaster relief people, but they were like, do not donate your time. We don't want you to donate time unless we ask for you. And we don't want you to donate stuff to other people. You need to just donate money and stuff to us and get your instructions from us and listen to us. What? And then you say, they said yesterday, we don't go into areas that the roads are not easily accessible. What? You are the disaster relief people. Like, that is your job, to go into the areas that are hit by disaster and provide relief. Not to just go to the easy area and sit and wait for the people that are in the disaster area to be able to come to you. The roads that we do have were cleared by the locals. And you have to have trucks and stuff to be able to get through there. Like, it's just beyond me. So, and you have us all messed up. If you think you're going to come here and bark orders at us and then expect the people just to give you the money and us trust that you're going to try to take care of us when you don't go into areas that are not easily accessible. What? Like, this is Cock County, girl. So donate to our local churches, because they will make sure that the people that are need it will get it. And you need to just, while we appreciate what help you're trying to provide, I don't think you understood the assignment, because it's not to just go to one location in hopes that the people in the disaster area can make it to you. So just sit back and watch, and we'll show you how it's done. But we're not going to stop. So please, and thank you.
And the truth is coming to light. And it is baffling how bad this stuff is not being reported. The misinformation is crazy. And the only real place you can find some real authentic information is from the people and their cell phones sharing it on social media. Just regular people like me and you. The looting, the death toll is way worse than we actually thought it was going to be, and nobody could have planned for really any of it.
Help operations. First of all, some really dumb rules have been implemented, y'all. One of our big shelters and distribution centers, the health department told the refugees, those that are lost everything, that they could not use the shelter showers without flip-flops. Dumbest thing I have ever heard. These people have lost everything, and you won't let them take a hot shower without flip-flops? Huh. Well, when I got that call, thank you, friends, and thank you to Larry and Concord, who hooked us up at the nail supply place, because we sent 18,000 pairs of flip-flops up to the shelter this morning, where one of my girlfriends took a trailer up so people can take a shower. Those are the kind of rules that don't help in a time of absolute survival disaster. That's number one. Number two is, if you're reading about FEMA online and wondering if they're really a pain in the tail, I can confirm it is true. I tried to send in a pallet of chainsaws 2 days ago, and we had to divert it somewhere away from FEMA because they wanted to confiscate. FEMA, those ain't your chainsaws. Our mountain people are much better with them than y'all are, although I'm sure there's some very fine people that work for FEMA. I'm talking about the organization. But those saws need to be in the hands of the guys on ATVs down in the holler and up on these trees where there are blocked roads where we can get access to our neighbors who are still stranded. This is not a one-time little five-minute storm. There are people that we have not gotten to yet, and we want to get to them. That's why those chainsaws are up there. So, fine, we're going to go around you, FEMA, and don't try to get in the way of North Carolina mountain people when we are trying to take care of each other. You should also know I had a shipment trying to go in last night that got stopped because somebody wanted to inventory it, so we diverted that one elsewhere to get it into the hands of an apartment complex of seniors that have been neglected. So thank you.
To go on to that, there is story after story, video after video, where civilians have taken their own equipment to hand out chainsaws, to hand out food, water, only to have it intercepted by FEMA or threats of arrest to, hey, you can't go in there. Then they take the equipment and they put it in some storage facility and it probably never even gets distributed. Look, I went on the White House website to look what kind of aid that was put down like 2-3 days ago. And they said 1,000 soldiers were headed to help with aid. When you dissect 1,000 soldiers down to how many are actually out there on ground handing equipment out and bullets, beans, and band-aids, and food, and water, and everything, out of 1,000, you might have 150, 100 actually out there doing something. The rest is support. Same way with FEMA, same way with all these people, and many of these government employees are taking up the hotel rooms and the places to stay that the people that actually need the help can't even get in to stay. This is bigger than the individual level. This is about land grabs. This is about ore. This is about mining. This is about large corporations coming in to take your land. And it seems like blow after blow, they are putting roadblock after roadblock in front of everybody that lives in North Carolina around the Asheville area. It seems like they don't want the aid to get there. It was such a slow, slow process. And I've detailed this in my last two videos on this issue, what the Army could have done, what politicians could have done, and they have not done it. The resources are there. They've just been misappropriated. They've been turned to the wrong places. The checks have gone to places they shouldn't have gone. And now this is about bailouts. This is about government asking for more money from the politicians, from the lawmakers, from Congress to say, hey, we need more money. They misappropriated it, and now they want more money.
They're going to come back and say, we need more money for FEMA. It's just not enough money. And that's what politicians always do. They say, they always ask for more money to solve the problem instead of solving the problem. Check out this right here that was on the news.
Is also to make sure that the communities who are potentially impacted are prepared as well. And it's not just hurricanes and fire, wildfires, also extreme heat, which certainly some parts of the United States are already experiencing.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas sounding the alarm on FEMA funding right after the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Listen.
We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
This all comes as the Biden-Harris administration spent over $1 billion from a FEMA program on services for migrants.
Got to really start saying enough is enough. We're tired of this. We're going to change out the entire crowd in Washington, in the local state legislatures, because this is enough. I'm tired of watching U.S. citizens that paid their taxes not get any aid. Look, they could have tracked it in on mules, which they're doing right now. The government could have done this if the trucks weren't available. Heck, the Viet Cong did it on bicycles. The Taliban did it on motorcycles. Like, you can get aid in there, and we could have gotten in to help these people. We could have walked it in if we had to. But the fact that everybody sat around for days, a week now, and there was nothing being done should crawl your stomach.
On the screen here, I'm going to put the units that are of the United States Army that is just 3-4 hours away. You've got the Marine Corps, you got Fort Bragg, you got many other little forts all around North Carolina that are just a few hours away. The 82nd Airborne, any of those divisions could have rallied up, they could have staged the night before, and they could have been in Asheville the next morning, okay? And they could have had a logistical convoy miles long. They could have removed those roads in a week. You would already have aid and roads established in Asheville if they truly wanted to. Remember back in the day, and I've talked about this at length, when they would airlift entire battalions in the jungles of Vietnam, when pathfinders would go in and make landing zones all over Afghanistan and Iraq. Hey, trust me, a lot of us global war on terrorism vets were there. A lot of us, we did it. Comment down below if you were there and you remember how they did this. When there was so many Blackhawks or Huey helicopters that would almost darken the sky, that would literally make dust storms in the desert because there was so many of them. This kind of stuff just eats me up. You know, there was a time when you saw the federal government coming or the flag flying, that there were men of honor coming to help you. When you saw on the horizon that help was coming, there was not a shadow of a doubt in your mind. This was going to be our saving grace. You knew that help was coming when you saw that on the horizon. Now you got to wonder, are they going to steal our materials we're trying to give to those in need? Are they going to give us a ticket? Are they going to arrest us for helping? Are they going to require us to have a permit to help? Are they going to restrict our movement? Are they going to confiscate our stuff? I mean, what are we talking about? You know, like, it's just video after video of misinformation.
We're coming into election season. We are in election season. We're in October. The next month is going to be a really problem time for voters in these red states. And you got to start asking yourself, could that be a reason that for all these people getting to the ballots and actually be casting their ballots is going to be hard? There's not going to be power in a lot of these places. Their homes are gone. Mobility and transportation is going to be horrific. And winter is coming in. It's going to get cold. It's going to get colder in these areas in the next, you know, growing month. Okay. October here in Florida is always cold at Halloween, and this is where they're going to be. And you really got to say, are these children, these older elderly in the mountains, are they going to be able to survive this? And the federal government, heck, Biden didn't even know that there was a hurricane. And that is just, enough is enough.
Look, a lot of these places are not passable. Have you ever been to Pigeon Forge, the Appalachian Mountains, any of these places? When you go up there, there's sometimes there's no way in, no way out. I mean, we're talking tiny roads, okay? They bend, they turn. It's not like you just get in and out. And those that leave, they're worried about their places getting looted. They're worried about their animals. They're worried about the places they were born, not being able to get back to them, or they might not be there when they get back. There's no law in these places. And when you see these places, you realize you're your own law. That's why the Second Amendment is so big in disasters, okay? The looters, the marauders, the crime, the police are not coming. If you live in these areas, you better protect your own. This is what the Second Amendment is for. You, your neighbors, your friends, your family, you protect what you've got. Because if you do not, somebody will come and take it from you. If you call 911, they won't answer. They'll show up in 5, 10, 2 weeks, 10 days, and then they'll do a police report. Meanwhile, your stuff's gone. Your food's gone. Your generator's gone. Your gasoline's gone. Your diapers and food for your family are gone. And the sad part of that, some of it is the people that don't have anything are taken from those that do. And, you know, people do very weird stuff when they're hungry and their kids are hungry and they will turn on each other. So it is up to you in these areas, these SHTF events, when it hits the fan, you got to know you have to protect your own. That shotgun, that was grandpa's shotgun, and everybody said, now you shouldn't have because we live in a politically correct world, is your saving grace. It's your life force. It's what's keeping those animals at bay. It's keeping the snakes that are coming out of the holes at bay. Because when it rains for a long period of time, the snakes come out of the hole. Water moccasins are everywhere. Rattlesnakes are everywhere. Looters show up, okay? You're protecting your own. You get in there. You make sure you're prepared for these events. If this hasn't happened to you, start preparing. Weeks worth food and water, gasoline, shotgun shells, okay? Make sure you prepare for these because they're happening so randomly and all the time now. Again, FEMA, it's insolvent. there's no way they're going to fix it without bailing it out here. And you know what's really sad is the amount of money they spend overseas. I mean, look at this. They'll spend billions over billions over billions of dollars overseas and nothing for us. Okay, nothing. $750 is what they said you're worth. And that's if you qualify for it. Most of these people are not going to qualify for it. They really need it. Or it's going to take days to get it. Were they going to Cash App it to you, Venmo it to you? It's going to take days for it to come in. Meanwhile, you're not going to have anything. The savings, people don't have the savings for this. And this is me ranting to vent to y'all. Hopefully you're understanding what I'm saying, that I'm on the little man's side. I'm on the side of everybody that is going through this. And I'm pointing the finger at politicians and their fancy suits out there in the air conditioning. And they're saying, you know, let me get my photo op because it's election season.
Look, here's my thought on this. If we've got the money to give to other countries, cool, go for it. But if we don't have the money to give to other countries, don't give it. U.S. citizens that are in need come first. If assets are on a military base not being used and those soldiers probably need the training anyways, send them. Don't tell me it's state versus federal versus this versus that. It's common sense. Hey, sir, we're in a situation here. Can you have those boys at Bragg suit up for a month and come out here and help us? Because we got people dying. We got people dying and we need help. Those guys would have been in those Humvees, those LMTVs, in those helicopters with their rucksacks ready, and they would have been 100% happy to help U.S. citizens in need, just like they do overseas. They would have been ecstatic to get down there. Instead, they're watching this just like we're watching this, saying, why can't we go do something? Hey, sir, why can't I send my battalion down there and help some people? Just like we did in Afghanistan, just like we did in Iraq, just like we're doing in Syria, just like we're doing in Africa, South America. You know, they could have airborne in, used those jump wings, and done some things. They could have dropped it out of helicopters, could have dropped it out of airplanes. They could have scoured the mountainside. Heck, half those drone operators might be needing something to look at. Those guys that are going through drone school, those guys that are in these units now trying to learn drone warfare, perfect example of getting some experience right now. Go find some people in need. Like, let's use the stuff we got for problems that we got. But as Tupac said, there's always money for war, but none for the poor. And it's really ringing strong to me right now.
You start holding these politicians accountable. The left, the right, the red, the blue, the in the middle. Don't let them get away with this. Vote, vote, vote. Call these politicians' office saying, where are you? Where are you? Why haven't you been to my town? Why haven't you been to my area? Like, what is your plan? And don't say, let them get out there and say, well, we're doing things. We're going to do, you know, we're sending troops. What are you sending? How many bags of toilet paper? How many gallons of gasoline? How many chainsaws? How many bulldozers? How many soldiers are on the way? What's the logistical lines? What is the airborne operations that are going to happen? What's the airlift campaign going to look like? Where's the fuel coming from? Where's the landing zones? Where's the rally points? If we're stuck in Asheville, where's the rally points? If the governors and the states couldn't cover it, they should have asked for help. And this, like, bureaucracy of which budget it comes from, posse comitatus, like, all these things saying, hey, we're going to ask for funding at the state level, the local level, and we're going to keep it here. Well, if you don't have the power to do it, you ruck up, you ask for help, you get the boys in the green to show up, and there should have been a convoy miles long headed that way. Because these are U.S. citizens. These are people in need. Where were they? Like, why hold your governor responsible for not asking for help if he couldn't handle it? Hold your sheriff responsible. Hold these local senators responsible. Okay, these state legislatures, where were they? Okay, and they better not show up in their $5,000 suit either. Okay, they show up, their t-shirts, their combat boots, and say, let's pick up some limbs, let's cut some trees. Okay, what can we do? That's what's frustrating me about all this. You know, nobody wants to talk about, but winter's coming now. And in the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, you know, into late October, November, it's going to start getting cold up there. And it's going to start to snow soon. And these people are going to be in the cold with nothing, hungry. All this money is being spent at the border. People have really, really, really got to start questioning what they're allowing politicians to do when the entire FEMA budget gets spent at the border. And they've said this. This is a public announcement. And you're going to start seeing them pulling their little websites down because they've been announcing all these big expenditures for migrants down at the border and throughout the United States. But meanwhile, the people that pay taxes, the people have put all this money into the system, you get nothing. You got to really start questioning this. You know, the cleanup is going to be wild. You know, a lot of this ground is polluted now. You got to think about every gas station that got washed away, all these cars that got washed away. It's all over everything. In these houses, they smell like sewer. They smell. You ever been in a house once it's been flooded and that humidity sets in and the mold sets in and all these things? The sanitation services, everything is just, it is indescribable. Like a lot of the things that are going to happen to these areas in the next month, 2 months. And nobody's really talking about this. I mean, finally, X is showing stuff that's happening. Facebook has been blocking it. I've been trying to share stuff. They block it. They won't let you upload it. I even posted about when they were not letting me upload to my page. And it's just sad and heartening that the message has to get out. I worry that they'll cancel me for doing this because you never know what they're trying to cover up. Shut up, then something has happened. And, you know, question everything around you. Verify the verified, okay? Don't take anybody's word for it. Make sure you see, do your own research. But that's all I really got. I appreciate y'all stopping by and argue back and forth. Comment down below what you think should be done, what is being done. If you're in these areas, share in the comments below your experience, what's going on. Am I speaking the truth? Am I lying? Am I right? Am I wrong? Do I need to add something? Do I need to research something? Let me know, and I'll keep talking. I'll keep putting it out there. I hope you like this. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and I hope y'all are all doing well. Take care of yourself. Prepare yourself. Start reading, learning how to prepare when the lights go out, and I'll see you guys on the next video.